and trust him in his presence daily live. All to Jesus I surrender. The at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender, oh, I surrender all to be my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, make me Savior, holy may the Holy Spirit fill me. May I know thy power divine. I surrender all. I surrender all to be my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Hallelujah. I surrender all. I surrender all to be my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, but I surrender to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. Hallelujah. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, hallelujah, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Hallelujah. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. My life is not my own. Hallelujah. I give myself away so you can use me. Life is not my own. You I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give myself away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rita, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Take it away.
Well, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and we know that it is. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord, for waking us all up this morning. Some woke up in the hospital. Some woke up in their homes. Some did not wake up at all. But in James, it tells us to count it all joy when we fall into diverse places. Lord, help us to have a cheerful countenance. Help us to continue to serve and press through regardless of our circumstances. Lord, I ask that you bless the two leaders of this call. You gave both Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola a vision a little over 10 years ago, Lord, and they listened to your voice and developed this call, which is now across the United States and perhaps the world, all because of you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank our leadership team. We ask that you bless each and every family, Lord, that's represented on this call. Lord, there are so many that need prayer. Lord, so many that are crying out to you. Lord, you're dealing with this pestilence, with this plague, with this virus, whatever we are calling it these days. It seems to change on a regular basis. Lord, I ask that you protect our children as they are forced to go back to school from being homeschooled, Lord. I ask that you continue to be with my own grandson who has COVID and pneumonia. But, Lord, I already see his healing, and I thank you for all the prayer partners that gathered on yesterday to pray for my grandson. And I'm praying for your grandson. I'm praying for your children. I'm praying for your spouse. I'm praying for your life partner. I'm praying for your household. I'm praying for this master's call. I'm praying for every individual who has ever, over the past 10 years, taken time to get on this call, to join us in prayer, to link and partner with us. I'm praying for your job. I'm praying for entrepreneurs. I'm praying for your business. I'm praying for your mind and your mental health. I'm praying for your physical body, that we finally start taking care of the only body that the Lord has given to us. I'm praying for everyone during this fast, and I am praying for you. Host, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Ruth?
Loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Thank you, Minister Ruth, for feeding and greeting us and opening us up with that prayer. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Roslyn, for ushering us in this morning. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. Again, this call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him. We are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us, and we are excited about what God is getting ready to do. On October 25th, 2010, the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts, founded this call and said yes to the Master. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God is a God that does things decent and in order. So we know that we know that we know that this call is founded on scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you,
I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have an interactive website that you can visit, which is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and there you can see our speakers' bios, you can see the prayer objectives, you can see, excuse me, our theme for this year, which is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a psalmist, such as Minister Roslyn did, or as a greeter, as Minister Ruth did, or host, as I am doing, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either our amazing co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, or our wonderful prayer general and Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that call is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life that come together to teach us about and give us information on the benefits of the wonderful artist life products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. If you are using one of the cellular phone services that requires you to pay for calling into these calls, we do have a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And today is Presidential Tuesday. So we are continuing to walk through our 21-day fast, and we hope that you have joined us. And if you have not joined us to this point, it is still not too late. If you would just give Dr. Pakola a call, she will join you into our fast and hook you up with a prayer partner. And so I am getting ready, excuse me, to get out of the way and introduce our mouthpiece with the message for today. And that mouthpiece is none other than Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Co-Pastor LaVonna is a woman after God's own heart. She has been in the ministry for many years. She has gone to school to learn ministry. She has worked in the ministry. She continues to just seek God and do his will. She is actively continuing to process that which God is leading her to. She is married to, excuse me, she is married to okay, we will just keep going. She was brought into the ministry as a youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in 2004. I'm going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Co-Pastor, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. My dear Prophet Kai, this is Dr. P.K. Pakola Roberts this morning. Co-Pastor could not be with us this morning, and we got this news, and we are going to walk right on in here this morning. Thank you so much for what you do and what you bring to us here at the Master's Call. Good morning, TMC family. As you all know, you know this voice. I heard just maybe one person this morning as a visitor. So you all know we are in the midst of this 21-day fast, and we're going to get on with some more of that today. Listen, everybody. Our minister, Rosalind Peters, I tell you the truth. I surrender all. That's what this fast is about. Withholding nothing. I give myself away to you, Lord, during this time, so that you can help me to give myself away to you completely, because there's always a war in this flesh. I give myself away. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless the name of Jesus. And Minister Ruth said it right when she said, there's a sweet spirit that you ushered in this morning. Thank you, God. And we bless the name of God for Sister Minister Ruth and her family, and decree and declare complete healing over that household in the name of Jesus. My grandson is my heart, and I know yours is yours, and I just decree and declare healing to that baby now in Jesus' name. And I just thank you for it, God. I bless your name. Bless the name of Jesus. I do thank God for our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I am so glad and so thankful for what she does each and every day to ensure that we continue here on this TMC call, in addition to what she brings to the table to the artist family as well. And speaking of tables, that's what we are going to be talking about this morning. Feasting, glory, at the table of Jesus. It's sobering to realize, you know, all as we look at the scriptures on fasting, how we just sometimes overlook what it is that God is giving us in this thing called fasting. It's amazing. I'm going to go to Matthew 4. Beginning with the first verse. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. To be tempted by the devil. After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Well, you guys, the fast that we are on, I just said to Mother Brown last night, I said, Mother Brown, it does not surprise me why vegetarians can absolutely be fast. Because this fast here is just fruits and vegetables, but I mean, if you don't watch yourself, that's where my message came out of. Me sitting at the table last night, and she didn't know that I was going to preach it this morning. This is the 16th day of our fast, and I promise you, I'm not hungry. But this is Jesus coming out of the 40 days and 40 nights of fasting. He was hungry. Then the tempter approached him and said, if you're the Son of God, if, look at that, negative, tell these stones to become bread. I love Jesus. Look at him. He answered, it is written, man must not live on bread alone, but on every word, that comes from the mouth of God. Fasting to feast on God. Fasting to feast on God. It is sobering to realize that Jesus, the very first statement that he dealt with here in fasting is about the motive to use good things in our lives to do what we want, to accomplish what we want, actually becomes false religion. Using the word of God to make things applicable for what we want absolutely is false religion. Fasting must forever be God-centered. Did I say God-centered? Must be God ordained. Did I say God ordained? Mm-hmm. Must be God initiated. Fasting must have God in it in the beginning. God centered so that we can become centered on doing what God would have us to do. Fasting should remind us that we are sustained by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. As Matthew 4:4 just said, man must not live on bread alone, but on every, say that word, every word that comes from the mouth of God. Therefore, in our fast here, we are not so much abstaining from food as we are feasting on the word of God. Are you feasting on the word of God doing this 21-day fast, or what are you really doing? Have you turned your phone, TV, computer, radio off at all so that you can feast at the table of God? Are you sitting, absolutely sitting, with your journal, your Bible, and your pen, listening to what it is that God has to say to fill the gnawing of your spirit? Yes, yes, that hunger gnawing on the inside that only God can fill. Fasting is a time to work up an appetite for God. Somebody said, I'm hungry for him. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm hungry for the Lord. Yes. This is a time of being thank you, bless the name of Jesus. It is a time of being sustained directly and joyfully by God. We should not be walking around with our face looking solemn and pious. This is a time when somebody should look upon us and say, we are absolutely shining. There is a glow about you, somebody said to me the other day. I said, a glow, a glow? Yeah, it must be the glow of God. I didn't say it out loud. I just said, thank you. This is a time to cultivate a hunger for God as never before. Seeking him as never before. You see, when you desire God more than breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's when you're really fasting. When you desire God more than you want that plate of food, oh, go, you really fasting. When you desire, give us a desire for your God as we have never had before. Fasting becomes a feast on the unseen food. The bread of heaven. Somebody used to sing that old song, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Hey, now, not the cornbread that I wanted and sought after this earlier this a week for my collard greens, because I'm one who said, I don't want collards if I can't have cornbread. But I mentioned it to one of my prayer warriors, and she brought me right back to where I should be. She said, Dr. Pacola, you told us on this 21-day fast we can't have any bread. What you mean you're going to have some cornbread? You can't have any cornbread. I said, it's vegetable. No, it's bread. Hey, Shay, look how we want to fix it up. I tell you the truth. I want you to know. I know you're listening. I didn't have that cornbread. I didn't have anything but the meatless collard greens, and they were good. The bread of heaven, which is spoken in Exodus 16:4, will feed you till you won't no more. Go to Psalms 105:40 and read about that manna that he came and fed the children of Israel with, and see exactly how indeed he can do the same for us today. We fast to direct our attention and energy away from our normal source of physical food and place it on our heavenly source. So that's where the feasting comes. When I was looking at this comparison, I thought about a wedding. I said, at a wedding, Lord, we always look for a feast at a wedding. At a wedding, the food is supposed to be so good that we just want to sit there and tap our feet at the feast of the wedding. Well, I want us to sit and tap our feet and get so excited about the manna that you are going to receive as you are going through this fast, not from what you would normally get when you sit at the feet and feast at the wedding, eating some fish, chicken, or pork chops, or whatever it is, but on the heavenly manna that is going to come from the Word. I don't know if you've ever read the Word and got so excited and said, that sure was good. Oh, yeah, that was some good eating right there. I love it. And I thank God that He's given us a Word that will help us get to that place. You see, God didn't call us to fasting and prayer. He called us to praying and fasting. And prayer is the foundation here. Both of them go together. But you've got to pray without ceasing in order to get the help that you need to deal with the hunger pains that will come or the desire to do something that is not of God. Praying will center you and assist you as you're going through your fasting. Number two, let me just say this to you. Fasting is training for life. I want you to understand that fasting is a lifestyle, and you've got to train for it. We've heard this saying that if at first you don't succeed, try and try, T-R-Y, try and try again. Well, in fasting, willpower is not sufficient for achieving success. Willpower will not do it for you. Therefore, I tell people, I said, don't try in life. Take that out of your vocabulary, because try means lie. Try gives you an out for not accomplishing that which you are supposed to be accomplishing. Try means lie. Therefore, don't try to fast. I want you to replace that word to train to fast. I am training myself to be a good faster. Walk with me. Paul advised Timothy to train yourself to be godly in 1 Timothy 4 and 7. Yes, because when you train to do something, you aren't going to just try to do it. You're going to go in with the mind knowing that if I don't do it today, I'm going to get it tomorrow. The key to training is discipline. Discipline is doing what you can do doing what you can do today to become capable of what you couldn't do on yesterday. Come on. Doing what you couldn't do. Because you see, once you continue to do this thing, you get better at doing it. I was talking to my niece this week, and I said, where are you? She says, I'm walking to the bus stop. I said, how that's working for you? She says, doing much better than it was, Auntie. You see, when I first started out walking from my office to the bus stop, I'd have to stop and rest. She said, but now I can walk the whole way. I said, look at you. I said, that's what you do when you train this body. Hey, tell this flesh, line up, flesh. You don't have control here. I was told that there is nothing good in you. You got to line up and do what I say do. And I mean, walk me on to the bus stop. I said, how long has it taken? She said, girl, Auntie, it has taken me 3 months to get this here walk on. But look at me. I said, I'm so proud of you. That's the way you do it. Well, in fasting, that's the way you do it. You start off with a one-day fast, two-day fast. There is no best fast in the Bible. There is just fasting in the Bible. There are different types of fast in the Bible. And we just happen to be on the 21-day fast. I would tend to say that the 21-day fast or the Daniel fast is, be it 10 days or 21 days or how many ever days God gives you to do it, is going to be one of your least strenuous fasting because it allows you to eat food and consume. So training and discipline yourself to do what God has given you to do, and learning how to fast has nothing to do with trying to do it. It just has to do with I'm doing it because I'm developing myself in God, and this is a lifestyle. Now, we can't follow Jesus without denying ourselves. No, we can't. We must deny ourselves. Fasting is the primary way to practice self-denial, and then we have the opportunity to apply this discipline to other problem areas in our lives, such as any addiction that may come. So fast to feasting on godly contentment will absolutely slap Satan upside the head, what I'm talking about. Satan is going to come and tempt you just as he did Jesus. And when he tempted Jesus, what did Jesus do? He used the word. You got to have the word down on the inside so that you can slap him back upside the head. Because anything Satan brings to you, you need to know that it's not going to be anything that is going to be fulfilling. He'll bring it to you and make it look like it's all of that, but it's nothing but slop. When it comes back, when you realize what you've consumed, it's nothing but slop. It's nothing but cotton candy with no nutritional value. It's empty. Oh, but when you feast on the word of God, you have something nutritious that can hold you, something that can rock you. That's something that will let you know that life is all right. Love, joy, peace, and happiness comes from feasting at the table of Jesus. Come on and feast with me. Feast with me as we go through and break through on this 21-day fast. God bless you. I love you. And come on and take it away, my dear Prophet Kai. I love and appreciate you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Pakola. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction. But first, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the amazing woman of God, Dr. Pakola. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, Lord, and we ask you right now to do the exceeding and the abundant more than she can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in her. Strengthen her as she continues to walk through this 21-day fast, Father. Give her everything. Give her supernatural revelation during this time. Lord, we ask right now that you continue to be with the bereaved families, Father. You know each family name by name, situation by situation, circumstance by circumstance, Father. And we ask you right now to just touch Minister Ruth's grandson, oh Heavenly Father. You know that COVID is a name and pneumonia is a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. Right now, we lift him before you, Father. We see him walking whole, healthy, and healed in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to touch every sick and shut-in person attached to this line, oh God. Father, you know. You know all the names that we can't call individually, Father, but we ask you right now and we receive it in the name of Jesus. We will not wait for the manifestation, but we will praise you right now and say thank you, Lord, because we know that you've worked it out for our good and your glory. We ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and artist life, Father, from every person who's joined every life to every person that the opportunity or the product is presented to, Father. Father, give them divine wisdom, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you because we know that you have already done it. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray and say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294617 pound. Again, 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294617 pound. If you want to hear the playback of this message, that number is 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957677 pound. Thank you again, Minister Roslyn, for being our psalmist this morning and ushering us into the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Pakola, for that on-time word as we continue to walk through this 21-day fast. I will now ask you to come back and give us our benediction.
Bless the name of Jesus. As we are closing, I would like for us to lift up our co-pastor, Lavonia, as she, her father, her biological father, is in the hospital with cancer. Her stepfather died last December. She says that they are looking just alike right about now. So we want to lift her up and her family up as they are going through this transition. We know that this life is filled with swift transitions. Hey, but I'm so glad that we have a God who sustains us through it all. That's why this fasting and feasting at the table of Jesus is absolutely necessary. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask now that your precious, precious Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with us as we, your children, absolutely lean and depend on you and your word to sustain us in everything we do. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy God. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life, my friends. Bye-bye.